Blog Talk Radio.
Royalty. Powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand. Word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Shalom, everyone. This is Shelly Israel. How is everybody doing today? Wonderful, wonderful. It's the first day of the week. Just wanted to check to see how everybody was doing. All praises to the Most High Yah. Oh, what a beautiful day it is to be here alive. The sun is shining. It's pretty warm out here today. It's just a wonderful day. Let me open up the mic. I'm going to ask the question that I always ask. Can you hear me? Can somebody please push one? Just one person. I'm not going to call on you. I just want you to push one. Would you thank you, Brother Donia? Shalom, shalom. Now, you know I got to open up your mic now. I got to open you up. Shalom, Brother Donia. How are you on this first day of the week?
Well, let's see. I'm old for one thing. And
oh,
how are you
my
guys?
Gosh. Oh,
how you guys?
Are you cooking? I'm doing pretty good. Are you cooking for yourself now?
That's possible.
I mean, really cooking. Huh?
Oh, I don't know. I don't do no hell of a cooking, man. You know, I'm able to make some rice and some potatoes and put together a meal. And I don't do it often, but I can do it.
All right, then. Well, that's wonderful. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. So what's going on out in the world of make-believe? What they doing now?
I have no idea. I'm trying not to, follow it minute by minute because it's all the same thing. They talk about the same thing on CNN. They're talking about the same thing they're talking about on MSNBC. You understand? The rest of them I don't even look at, So, I'm trying not to have it because I was stuck on it, man. I was like, looking at it every day, man. See, and I found out it's just monotonous.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it's really theater. That's all it is. Because you know how it's going to end up. It really is.
Absolutely. Yeah, see, that's another thing, too. Once you understand, then you can look at the signs and see that this stuff ain't going to bounce back like I thought.
That is sure enough the truth. That is so true. Wow. I just wondered, if you knew anything different that was going on, because I really don't watch it either anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah, we know that he's going to be reelected because in actuality, they don't have no candidate. All these guys that they got, you can see that they don't have that spirit. You understand? I know that it ain't gonna last. There ain't nothing they gonna do that's gonna bring this back. This is not coming back.
Wow. What you talking about, the economy or
United States? You understand?
The
Western culture is beginning to fall. Now, here's the thing. I mean, have you ever taken a look at it from this angle? That this place was started when our captivity started.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
In actuality, it really was set up to fail, because it's not going after this 400. And see, the stage has already been set because the Almighty told Abraham in a dream, you understand, or a vision, I think it was something like that. Anyway, you understand that we were going to be in a place that our fathers knew not, you understand, in a land that was not ours, and that He was going to bring us out of, up from the four corners of the earth, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that all the people will know that he is the true and living God. So all of this stuff, man, is falling right in line, you understand?
Sure.
He's going to be vice president. I mean, he's going to be president again, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then the procedure starts for us to get out of here. It's going to be a real thing to follow, man. Like you said, it's theater, man. Get your popcorn.
Yeah, that's true. I think he's going to be reelected again, too. I could be wrong, but I think he will be, too.
Well, that's just my opinion. Dan, I'm an opinionated person. I have opinions on everything. But anyway, it's going to be something to see. You understand? Get your popcorn and get in your easy chair. Make sure you got some water.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because we can't do nothing about this, Sister Yaina. It was already ordained.
Yes, absolutely.
And I listen to all these guys talking about this story and that story, and they're not looking at the big picture. I'm going to tell you that right now. You understand? They're taking the scripture, you understand, and reading it for what it says. You understand? You know, mm-hmm. and they come up with their own conclusion out of what was said. I mean, what they read. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's there.
I agree 100%. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. I definitely agree. I think that the issue now for a lot of people is that things have slowed down, and I think that people felt that since the 400 years was over, that things were going to amp up, and that's why we do the teaching that we do, because there's so many other things that have to happen. And like the sister said yesterday, some people waiting on 2020 to happen. But when 2020
yeah.
comes, and it comes and goes, there's still a waiting period where we have to wait, because Yah is the one that's in control of the story. And I think the difficult part for a lot of people is, what do you do in between time? Because you still have to wait. You can't rush the story, because the players have to be in position to do what he wants them to do.
Absolutely correct. All our job now is that we got to pray. We got to get with the like people that are, you know, that are on the same page as you. You understand? And pray and ask the Almighty for his forgiveness, and ask him to spare our children. That's all we got, man. We ain't got nothing else. All our martyrs, we exhausted all of them. You understand? You know, and it's not the time for them, no way. You know, I found out that a house is not established unless the Almighty is in it. So it's the Almighty's time now, I would think.
And that's why, you know, we do a lot of things that we do. We try to establish a lot of things. I mean, you know, to give people an opportunity to fix themselves. I'm not saying that we have the answers, but this is, to me, a time to start healing as much as you possibly can, and apologizing to people as much as you possibly can, and making a better you.
I
you know,
agree.
And a lot of people really get tired. They're like, well, ain't nothing else to do. It's a lot to do. We have a lot to do, because I look at it like this. Hollywood has created this fantasy that all of our children are looking at, and our children
mm-hmm.
are mimicking themselves after them, and we have to give them something mm-hmm. else to look at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, see, that's another thing that I was going to bring up in the men's class, but for children in general, you understand, we got to make sure that we are good role models, you understand, you know, because the children mimic what they see, you understand, and so we got to do better by giving these guys a better role model. And I'm not just talking about anybody else, I'm putting it in my head.
That is true. You're absolutely right. Because the only person that you can start with is you.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see a bunch of old men. And when I tell you old,
okay.
59, 70 years old, drooping, pants drooping. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm serious. And we got, you know what, even with the Hebrew Israelites, even with the women's class, you know, we've been beat up so bad from our own men.
Yeah.
We have been talked about like a dog from our own brothers. And it don't matter what we wear. It doesn't matter what we look like, because everybody's in the same captivity and everybody is hurting. That we have to do something to boost the women's self-esteem, because black women feel like crap about right now. They really do. They really do. And we have to do something to help them as a nation, because who can heal us better than us?
Absolutely.
I mean, they put us on television and they pair us up with the white man, or they put us on television and pair us up with each other. You know what I'm saying? Or they put us on television and we half naked and we walking around like we street walking, and that's not who the black woman is.
Well, you make a valid point. You understand? But see, we got to be willing to extend ourselves a little bit further. You understand? And open up certain situations, certain programs that would be geared towards those things. You understand? Most women, most men, and children even, man, they didn't cut out a whole lot of programs, man. You know, I don't think that they have them after-school programs anymore where kids, they become latchkey kids. Do they have them programs anymore? If not, we need to be working on something similar, you understand? Do we have any more volunteers to do certain things? You understand? You know, so it's a whole paradigm of stuff.
Now, let me ask you a question. I see you 5-4-0. I'm coming. Do you think that it's okay for us, because me and Malcolm was talking about this today, do you think that it's okay for us to reach out to other black people that are not conscious to help us to do what we need to do to heal the black nation?
Well, no. Here's a solution to that problem. You understand? All you can do is what you can do. You understand? If you want to set up something with somebody or one of these one of our group members, or we got something going on that's a group. You understand? If they decide that they want to go along with our bylaws, you understand? They'll feel free to join. You understand? We don't expect to exclude anybody. So you got rules and regulations that go on in your household. They want to be a part of your household, then they got to abide by the rules and the regulations. Did I stay on topic?
Yeah, you stayed on topic. Hold on. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air. 540.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. Yeah, I think that for the most part, we have to remember to hang in there and don't give up on the Most High, because there's going to come a time where a lot is going to fall away, and we have to hang in there. At the same time, we have to also, I would think, just my opinion, my little humble opinion, that we do reach out to our people, because they are our people. They're just not awake yet. It's just like the movie The Matrix, you know, when Morpheus found the one who was Keanu Reeves, his character, Neo. He gave him a choice: take the blue pill, you go back to sleep. You take the red pill, you go down the rabbit hole, like Alice in Wonderland, and then you'll see the real world. So we have to be patient and try to do great on and help our brothers and sisters, those that are not awakened, because they are still our people. Now, the ones who betray us, who do not do right, and they are with white supremacy, then those are ones that we need to leave alone. Point them out, expose them, and leave them alone.
Okay, and then so that's why I was wondering, because there's a lot of things out there that black people have promoted. There's a lot of things out there that black products they have come up with, and all kinds of things that we can steer our people to. But like Michael was saying, Israel is so fidgety when it comes to that kind of stuff that they really don't gravitate to those things, because, you know, everything is the devil, or it's got the wrong product in it, or, you know what I'm saying? And of course, we would do our homework. But in order for us to do this and really start to promote black businesses, we got to reach out. Because, and my thing is, you know, I know that there's a lot of homemade products that are made in the homes and the kitchens and different things like that, because most of us don't have a laboratory, so we have to do it where we can do it. But those are the things, you know, that I don't have a problem promoting either. But we've got to be able to put something together to start buying from each other. You know what I mean? I mean, because, and I'm going to give you, for instance, there's a young lady at my job, this girl is so talented. When I tell you drawing and painting, this girl is so talented that I'm looking at her like, why are you working? Because it's so many people out here that a self-portrait look just like you. I mean, really. And these are the people that I'm trying to put together. I said, I'm going to find out from my group what they would like to see on a canvas. I don't know whether you guys would like to have a picture of old Jerusalem or what you would like to see. But all I got to do is show her the picture, and it looks exactly like the picture. This is how talented this girl is. And this girl is only 30 years old. But, I mean, it's so much talent out there that we have that we have to start promoting that talent.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, not only, you know, when we do stuff like that and we buy from each other, then we will begin to grow economically. Because you got to have an economic base. You really do.
Absolutely.
Because without that, you will not grow. You will not grow. And it's not going to be a big one, I don't think, here. It's when we go back to our own land. That's when you're going to see the true economic of our potential, because we'll be free from them as far as them trying to stop us from building. Because when you go back and you look at Black Wall Street in Tulsa and Rosewood and other places, there were about 200 black towns in America, and every last one of those towns were destroyed by white mobs because
Absolutely.
They were prosperous. They were prosperous. And they had the potential to trade with other nations outside of the United States. That's why they took away Marcus Garvey, because if Marcus Garvey could have gotten those ships, and I think he did get them, but he had to have whatever type of license or whatever, like they always come up with something. Every time when we not only reach the glass ceiling, but we exceed it, they always put it back even higher. So we went on and trust each other and keep Yah's commandments and just have faith in them.
Absolutely. You said a mouthful there, young man.
I feel like an old man, though, which I am. But thank you.
That's the goal. That is the goal, you understand, that when we go back into our land. And it would be good if we started to do something with ourselves today.
Yes.
And by us being God's people, he's not going to let us fail. If it's done with, you know, in righteousness and uprightness, the Almighty's not going to let us fail, not at this time. See, we're so close to going home, you understand, the Almighty come and get us out of this mess, you understand what I'm saying? He's not gonna mess us up. Now we could do it ourselves. Now we can mess it up for ourselves. You understand? You understand? Trying to cut them corners again.
I mean, we can still do it, but it's just that when it's time to roll out, it's time to roll out. You drop everything and you head out.
Absolutely, you drop that stuff like it's a hot potato.
That's right. If you want to burn it, you know, destroy it before you leave. So that way, you know, you won't leave nothing to anybody, and you don't have to. You don't have to.
Right.
Because believe me, I mean, you know, they have so much control over this economy that if they stop one thing that we like, what are we going to do about it?
Okay. That is absolutely correct. We don't stand a chance here in this society. We can forget that. You understand? They already got it set up for us. For those of us that don't come back to the Almighty. He got it already set up.
I mean, because when you think about it, look at what the beast is going to do. You cannot buy or sell, you know, without the mark. And once they implement that you cannot buy or sell, what are we going to do then? You're going to have an underground network.
That is correct. That is absolutely. It's called a contingency plan.
Yeah. There you go, right there, contingency plan. And you're going to have a self-defense force. Not
absolutely.
An attacking force, but self-defense.
That is correct. I agree wholeheartedly. I say I'm all for a man or even a woman protecting their household. I don't think that we should go out there and look for no trouble. We can protect our household. That's what anybody do. Any animal on the face of the earth do the same thing.
Yes, sir.
So you understand? We be within our rights. I believe that. If you trust in the Almighty with all your heart and soul, He's not going to fail us doing right along in here. I don't believe that.
Mm-mm. I don't either. Because when you look at throughout the Bible, when He trained us how to fight, we were able to go out there to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And we defeated a lot of nations, not on our own, but because of Him. And I believe He will give us that righteous anger to go out there to destroy whatever enemy is coming against us.
Yeah, that is correct. See, one thing that I found out in my readings and listening and investigation is that the Almighty, you understand, He left us in a good position, but also a scary position. And we cannot allow fear overwhelm us. You understand? We know we're in a position. I was watching a movie just a few minutes ago, and it was a zombie type of thing or something, you know. Anyway, she was stuck out there with some people that she didn't know, and they was actually really looking out for her, but she was seeing so many people die and this and that and the other. Now, it overwhelmed her at first, but then she realized where she was at. She was in a terrible position, and she had to be thinking about that rather than to mourn and all of that stuff, man, which is all right, but man, you got to look at the circumstances and situations that's all around you. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we can't get bogged down with fear. You understand?
No.
You know, that's just my opinion.
I agree with you. 100%, my brother. I really do. It's gonna take a little time, but the thing is that if you trust in the Almighty, do what He says.
That is correct.
He will be right there for you.
That is correct. There's no doubt about it. No doubt in my mind.
That is so. That's also very true. And this is the time for us, while we're here, to do what we can with our and spend our dollars in our communities with our people. And this is the opportunity to be able to do that. Now, I spend my dollars with other people too, you know, in certain other nations because, you know, we do certain things, but the majority of we have to start doing something that separates us and makes us different. So I just decided, you know, that we were going to start creating a base of black-owned businesses so that we can start promoting and doing that and having that as a part of a resource for us. So I think that that's very important, you know, because I've been trying to do this for years, that Israel just wasn't responding, you know, and I don't know whether it was because we were under the curse or what it was, but there was no interest in it at all, and, you know, because we wanted to create like a chamber of commerce where, you know, we would have different Hebrew Israelite businesses that could sign up, and then we could go to those businesses for certain things because, you know, some things you can just do virtual. So, I mean, you know, I just wanted to ask, you know, that question and, you know, see where you guys were in that area because we're definitely going to start to do that among ourselves and really be able to promote each other so that we can, you know, and keep your job. I mean, you know, don't get, you know, just do what you need to do to survive. But there's so many things out there that we have to start addressing. And it's necessary because we are losing our young people as by the droves. And we got to do something to get them back. They're fascinated by this this world that's make-believe, and this stuff is not real.
Well, you know,
one thing I'll say is that when you deal with black businesses or Hebrew businesses, that you let them know up front, we're not playing here. If you lie, you cheat, you steal, we are going to expose you. We will expose you. Okay? And if you're dealing underhanded with the enemy, as far as cooperating with them to hurt us, to hurt our movement, or to destroy us and our children, we will expose you. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That way you let them know up front, because you're not going to find out until after you establish a business relationship with them, when you start buying products.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you 100%. So I just wanted to bring that to you guys' attention, you know, let everybody know there is plenty of work to do. There is plenty of work to do. We have people that are hurting, people that are suicidal. We have people that are dealing with mental illness in some of our own families, you know, and we've got to be able to reach them and just give them some hope to the best of our ability until y'all wake them up. But it's plenty of work to be done. You know, even though the game is rigged, and we know it's rigged, and that's the title of our program, The Game is Rigged, and we know that they have fed us a fantasy for so long that we ran out the gate thinking we was going to change the American dream and have what everybody else has, and then you realize the game is rigged.
It's
rigged to a certain degree. It really is, and it's like, okay. And once you know that and you wake up to what's really going on, you kind of pace yourself and live at a different pace. You know, you don't go chasing after the inevitable, you know, because or the unattainable, because there's so much stuff out there that will lure you out there, you know, that it's unbelievable. You have to be strong, because this world is letting anything and everything go. I mean, anything and everything is allowed now without any, they have no restraints, reservations, fear, anything. Whatever they want to do is going.
Yep.
That's it.
You know, and it's really kind of scary, you know, when you think about the things that our children have to come up with, and we have to continually talk to our children. It's just like my granddaughter told me. She says, well, this is what she says. She says, well, Grandma, the Bible says, no, she said, Grandma, the Lord doesn't have any problem with homosexuals and prostitutes. And I had to take a deep breath. You know, I had to realize who I was talking to and how old she was. And I told her, I said, well, how do you know that? She said, because it's in the Bible. I said, well, show it to me. I want to see it. And then from us having that conversation, and then I began to show her different scriptures, I was trying to explain to her that there's so much stuff out there that's now accepted, and it's normal. I said witchcraft, for example. Everybody thinks that that's harmless. Some people, I have met witches and come up against them that believe that they weren't doing anything wrong because it's white magic. They said, we don't do black magic. We do white magic, and there's nothing wrong with it. So there's so many things out there that our children are looking at like it's normal, like, oh, that's nothing. Everybody does it. And we have to be the ones, and the reason why I say that is because we, y'all people, have to be the ones to say it's not acceptable.
We do. But if we want to be different, we have to go ahead on and follow his ways. That's all there is to it. You know, you're gonna have people in your family, especially children, that's not gonna like what you say at first.
Yeah.
But when you can show them,
right?
Excuse me.
Yeah, and that was my granddaughter, you know, and but by the time we finished, she was like, well, you know, I'm glad that I was raised the way I was, because kind of steer clear of those things.
she said, because it's really easy now to get into witchcraft with all this universal stuff and what the universe feels and all this other stuff. I said, and that is witchcraft, and you have to be able to know that. Hold on a minute. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, everyone. I just had a question. What is white magic? Because I can just say I threw away a disc in my house that I've had for a long time with that the secret, and I've had it for years, and I thought, hey, you know what, this is a bunch of nonsense. So I'm just curious, to what are they practicing out there that they consider to be harmless? Because, I mean, we all know that Satan is deceptive, and he can fool us into something that we later on find out was foolishness, and it was devoted to kind of getting us into something that is not like the Most High. So what are they considering white magic these days? I'm just curious.
Well,
is that like the secret?
Let me read it to you. It says, black magic has traditionally been referred to the use of supernatural powers or magic for evil and selfish purposes with respect to left-hand path and right-hand path dichotomy. Black magic is the malicious left-hand counterpart of the benevolent white magic. So they believe that white magic does good, black magic does evil. And these women felt like, and we came up against them, but they felt like we've been around just as long as Christianity has been around, and we practice white magic. We're not evil. We do magic for good, and they feel like that they're doing this for your good, like tarot card readings and crystal readings and all that kind of stuff. These people think that they're doing this for the good.
Right, yeah. And I think that we just need to caution our youth that just because everything looks good on the surface does not mean it's acceptable for the Most High's people. And I think that some of the adults in our community, and myself included, have been a part of some of that stuff, like carrying rocks around. Of course, I don't do any of that stuff around anymore. But just thinking that this is acceptable, because we have to remember that the enemy is deceptive, and he'll have you getting into things that it looks innocent on the surface, but we all know that it isn't, and it just leads us into more and more ungodly things.
I completely agree with you 100%, and you have to really – that's why we have to rely on Yah for everything. We have to rely on Him for healing.
Absolutely.
Mentally, physically, and emotionally. We have to rely on Him for everything, because the moment you start putting your trust in different things, it can cause a problem.
Right.
I mean,
I was just thinking of discernment to know what is not right and acceptable, because I had to repent for a lot of things that I let my children when they were younger watch on TV. Because I just thought it was just something that, you know, that was Disney or Hollywood or whatever. And you don't realize that there sometimes are deceptive messages in those what seems to be very innocent little programs. And we haven't watched them thoroughly. They just have an animation look to them, and we think, oh, this is a good show for the kids. And we just have to have discernment, I think, more so now than we did maybe 10, 20 years ago.
They give those subliminal and suggestive things in a lot of things that we do, all kinds of commercials and everything. They got men kissing men right on TV in a commercial. But we can't take all of this stuff to heart. We got to know that the Almighty going to bring us out from under all this nonsense and stupidity and asinine stuff. He's going to do it. The Almighty has not failed us yet. You understand? And everything that you can see Him doing is for our benefit, nobody else's. Hallelujah.
I agree, Brother Adonai. It's just that in the meantime, while we we're waiting for our Most High to get us out of this mess. What can we do to spare our youth from going into destruction? Because there's so much stuff coming out of Hollywood and things, and they're exposed to this stuff all the time. I mean, on a constant basis.
And we may see them
after work or whatever and try to put into them what we can, and on the weekends try to put into them what we can. But they have that constant exposure, it seems like, 5 to 7 days a week. And it just, you know, it almost becomes kind of disparaging to think, my goodness, do I have any impact at all with my children or grandchildren? So it gets a little bit discouraging, but I know the Most High's got it.
Well, what happens is that we must do all we can for in that area and a lot of other areas. You understand what I'm saying? And then we never know how it's going to turn out. You understand? You know, and I found out this, the more that you put into it, the faster it'll turn out. The faster you see the results of it. You understand? But if you just go a little bit here and a little bit there, you'll never see the fruits of your labor. You understand? But, you know, it's nothing that we could do. You understand? This is in the hands of the Almighty. I'm telling you, man. You know, there's nothing that I could see that we could do other than ask the Almighty to forgive our sins and all the stupidities that we did, man. You know, and I'm looking back down in my life. You understand? And I'm thinking, I feel a lot better when I recognize them and recognize that they was wrong, it was crazy, it was insane. You understand? Whether I was older or whether I was younger, you understand, it wasn't a good thing to do. And so I do that type of thing, man. And I can't, because I never know what's going to happen, when this stuff going to turn around. But I can do what I can do.
Right. And I guess I might just also add that if anyone know of good children's books, something that's wholesome, that doesn't lead them to the occult or something foolish like that, if you know of any good wholesome children's books that I can read to the children in my family or encourage their parents to read to them, that would be wonderful.
Well, guess what? We need somebody to start. Guess what we need? We need people to start writing children's books. It's not hard to do.
You're right. Yeah,
but
you're right.
We need to find a black author that writes children's books and promote that author so that we can start. That's the kind of things I'm saying. Because in order to combat evil, you have to bring good into it and bring something positive into it, because we have people out there that write good, clean children's books. You know?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Yeah.
And to have television programs, you know, you cannot find a program, hardly on television, that doesn't have some of those suggestive things that we just talked about. It's all, you know why? Because they promote the whole thing. They pay for the programs to go on, so their content is what we have to watch. So we have to start looking, and maybe you can help me with that. Says, why don't you do a research and find a black author that does children's books?
I will look into it, definitely.
Thank you so much. And then we will start to figure out what they're about and who we want to promote. And maybe we can do that. Maybe every month we can promote more than one a month or something, and start doing something like that, because we've got to start bringing the positive in to combat the negative, because there's so much negativity out there that all our children are doing is mimicking the negative.
That's
okay. Yeah. They really are. And that's what I love is, you know, whether it's Ouija boards or horoscopes or what else, have a chance and cast spells on people, all of that stuff is not of Yah. What some people put salt down on their driveway to water with, all that stuff is not of the Most High Yah. If it's not biblical and it's not in there, it is not of Yah.
Absolutely.
You're right.
I know a lady who used to put salt down. She sprinkled salt everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing? oh, honey, you're supposed to ward the evil spirits away. And I'm like, no, that's what the power of Yahweh, the Ruach will ward the evil spirits away. They don't need help with other stuff like that.
Right.
So we have to learn, and this is what we do. We're learning how to divorce ourselves from those things and begin to do things through the power of prayer and the power of understanding who Yah is and what this thing is all about. Because the more you trust in him, the more he'll show you.
That's true.
It is. I mean, you know, it just is. It's no other way. Because I'm telling you, I looked at, I think it was a radio or television program called Blind Spot or something. And this girl had all these tattoos all over her body, all over her, all down her arm, all down her back, all down her front. I mean, and it's like these kids see this kind of stuff and they think it's slick, but they don't realize she goes home and wash all that stuff off. That's not her normal look.
Oh.
She don't walk around looking like that all the time. But see, we don't know that part.
Right. Is she of our nation?
No, she's of the other nation, but they copy after them too.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You should see her. She got tattoos all over her body. Just Google her. It's called Blind Spot. And see what she looks like all down her arms, all down her front, everywhere. It's like this girl ain't walking around with this stuff all over her body all the time. And these are the things that our children see. And Brother Donnie, guess what? They think it's cool. And it's like, do you realize that y'all said not to do this to your body? Do you understand you're not supposed to do this to your body?
That was my question. What does it mean? I think, what's that guy, Lil Wayne? That's the nastiest looking little boy I ever seen on that was popular.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, oh.
And then after
goodness.
Him, I started seeing people with tattoos all up their neck and, you understand, and little icons on their face, on their forehead. No. Oh, man. So I'm asking myself, what does that mean? What is there meaning to that? Or is it appealing
to
something?
I don't really know. I really don't know. I don't know.
It's not attractive at all either.
It seems like Hebrews that put all that on them, it turns green after a while. And I'd hate to see them in 10 or 20 years when their skin starts sagging, because you kind of imagine what that would look like. But you can't seem to talk sense into them. It's the going thing, and they're all going for it. And it, like I said, it just gets really discouraging when you see a generation of people just fall for this foolishness. It's really just heart-rending.
You know, that's what I said is that, you know, see, there was no handbook when they told us we can go on about our business. You understand? Right. Wasn't no handbook, man. We had to do everything and try to figure it out, you understand, and navigate and all of that stuff, man. You understand? And some of that stuff got out of hand. It took on a life of its own. You understand? I'm sure that we didn't, you know, it wasn't an intent, but it got out of hand, man, you know. And that's why I don't blame our folk, man, when we into this and we doing this and that and the other. You understand? There wasn't no handbook, man. Well, you know, nobody took us by the hand and showed us a way. And we had no supervisor.
And the church never told us anything. We, as long as we got in there and did what they did,
so
we were okay.
All right. Well, yeah. So you know, so it got out of hand, and I'll be the first, and see a lot of us want to say we're taking advantage of certain things that's gotten out of hand, but after that, it takes on another life. Something else gonna go wrong. Wow, it's a sad situation. That's why I say that. We got to wait on the Almighty to get us out of this mess. All we got is ask the Almighty to forgive us for our atrocities and our things that we did. You understand? And pray that he heard you. You understand? Some of us have done some stuff, man, and he just ain't listening to that stuff, of course. He and another thing too is that we asked in all the captivities that we've been in that we got out of, we asked and told the Almighty all kinds of stuff, man. That's what this 400 years is about. If anything, you're gonna remember this one.
Absolutely, I'm with you 100% because it has been a journey, and you know it has really been something to watch. And I'm looking online; since it's a lot of black-owned children's books. It's a whole lot of authors out here.
Oh, that's good to know.
You know, so I mean, we can go through the list and contact them and let them know who we are and that we want to start promoting, you know, ourselves. But we need one of us to start writing some black. Some children's books with some Hebrew Israelite children. I've been trying to get that going too for a long time.
Yeah,
you know, start
writing
stories about who we are and in this captivity and all the things that we're doing. I mean, but the only way we can do it is to just start doing it. It doesn't take a whole lot of money. Just start doing it.
Right.
You know, because guess what? Esau telling the story. And Esau making us look like bamboozles. They even making us look like baboons and ignorant people.
Right. Yeah.
And we're very intelligent, men and women, very beautiful. We have a beautiful nation, a rainbow of colors of people that come from all walks of life that is intelligent and beautiful. But if you leave it up to Esau, he's going to make us look like we're the worst people in the whole wide world. He's going to have the whole world scared of us, and we are not to be feared.
You're right.
He'll do us in, man, because he's the one that controls the TV screens and the movies and all the TV shows and stuff, and he portrays us the way he wants the world to see us. Which?
You're absolutely correct.
I do. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, with all the Hebrew Israelites is doing this and the Hebrew Israelites is blowing up that, it's the same propaganda that they claim that the Germans did to them during the Holocaust. They're doing the same thing to us.
Well,
they're demonizing us.
Go ahead. Don't
you? Yeah, I would just say they're demonizing us and we're allowing it to happen, or we're letting them write the script.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I said. And while we have the ability and we have these venues open where we can use them, we need to use them for the positive. And I usually don't even talk about them because it's not really an issue to me, because we can all, nothing's stopping us from doing this but us.
What I was going to say is that, you understand, the only reason that Black Wall Street and those other communities didn't work out is because it wasn't time for us to be unified in that area. One thing that I've recognized is that once we get comfortable in here, what's the purpose of the Almighty coming get us? And see, we've never been able to be comfortable here because they're not going to let us. You understand what I'm saying? So, our purpose here is to understand that this is a punishment. You understand? We're not supposed to be comfortable in a punishment. You understand? And once we understand that, when the Almighty brings us back, we can always say that we're not going to be able to, we'll never go back into captivity ever again on the strength that we remember our punishment. See, we
Absolutely.
Was in a whole lot of other captivities before them, you understand? That's because we told Almighty we was going to do right, and we were sorry, and blah, 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 and we went back and did the same thing and went back into a captive state. This right
That's
here, this
true.
400 years, we will remember. We're going to tell it to our children and to our grandchildren. Hallelujah.
Hold on, let me get Brother Leonard open. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Magic was I Dream of Jeannie and Merlin the Magician.
Oh, yeah.
Paul,
yeah.
I mean, Harry Potter and Bewitched.
Yeah.
So they portray those through Hollywood as if it's good, but it's not good.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what we're talking about. And people look at that, and you know what they said? People in the church are now gravitating to magic because they sick of sitting around seeing nothing happen. So they learn how to do magic so they can come in and appear to have a power. And they're, especially these younger people, they're not sitting there watching anymore. So they're going toward magic.
Yeah, they're just leaving the church house too.
Yeah. Ain't no question about that. That's the truth. That is so very true. I mean, you know, it's difficult. You know, like I said, we have a lot of work to do, you know, and it's gonna take some roll up your sleeve time. And this is what this downtime is all about, that the Most High allows us to have downtime so that we can do what we need to do.
Because
it's work
Absolutely.
To do. I mean, it is. It's work to do. I every time I see these young girls with their butt hanging out and all the other stuff hanging out, you know, it's work to do because it don't have to be like that. We don't never have to advertise. It's not necessary to do that. But somebody has to tell them because that's what they see on TV. That's what they see on all the movies. That's all they see. It's like, no. But we got work to do. And the way we do it is what we're doing right now with the men's call and with the women's call. We're doing it. I mean, we are. We started it anyway. You know, because it's not necessary. And guess what? You don't have to belittle anyone to make them see that it's not necessary. All you have to do is let somebody see what they're worth. You don't never have to belittle anybody to do that. Because my grandkids, my young granddaughters is in their 20s, and they think all that stuff is cute. And it's like, no, you have to put on some clothes. Because not only are you representing you, but you're representing me. And that's unacceptable, you know, and that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, we just have a lot of work to do. Like you said, Brother Donnell, we have to apologize to our children. We have to heal our children, and we have to be able to help somebody else.
Absolutely.
I was just thinking, Sister Yaina, when you were saying about how different are the women are dressing these days, or young girls, that you – we are royalty, and they don't know that. And have you ever seen anybody from the royal house of England dressing in a very demeaning way? I mean, I haven't.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
House of England, none of them.
You're right. None of them dress that way. So here we are, the true royalty, and we're just kind of falling by the wayside. Right? Without purpose and without knowing who we are, we succumb to the enemy.
We are sliding down poles. We are the royal house of King David is in the titty bar sliding down poles.
Do you remember what it said in the scriptures about the hastening the time and why the Almighty is hastening the time? Something about I don't remember exactly why it talks about how that time was hastened for the elect's sake. So if the time wasn't hastening, man, won't be no elect.
No, because guess what? The things that they see, if you know what, excuse me for calling it the city bar, but it's really the strip club. Even the men and the women go to the strip club now. Everybody at the strip club, and it's like, that's the end thing. And it's like, when did this happen? But the thing is, they promote it on television, they promote it on the movie, and now everybody hangs out there. And like you said, you got royalty sliding down poles, half naked with no clothes on, doing the thing that we would never be caught doing, but we're doing it now. And we got to put some work into it. We just have to. We do, or we gonna look. And you know what I did one day? I was at work and I saw this article, and it was like all of the billionaire children around the world, and it was a bunch of them. And I was just clicking through, and the thing that I looked at, I said, I want to see how many women on here got their eyebrows drawn on, and I want to see how many women is wearing fake fingernails. And I want to see, I just want to look to see how many women had hair extensions. And I just wanted to see, do you know I did not see one? Now, there was one girl, and they had, billionaires' children, not one.
Yeah. Sister Yaina, I was laughing.
It wasn't no eyebrows drawn up on their face. There was not one lady that did that.
Wow.
Yeah, let me tell you this little thing that I've seen, a little cartoon. It says, the cartoon, this girl, she went out to the club, and she was fine, and she was dolled out, man had on all, and I mean, she was looking good, man. So this guy got her, and he picked her up, or she picked him up, and they went to the hotel. She went to the bathroom. When she came out, man, her dress was, her breast was on her stomach. She had on none of that makeup.
See? Delusion. It's all a delusion, brother. Don't y'all look. Let me tell you something. They got some stuff out there now, and I know y'all have seen the commercial where the woman can have a stomach hanging down on her thighs, and she put this, well, I guess they call it a spank or something on, and it camouflages all that stuff. I'm telling you. You don't know what you're getting these days. I'm serious.
I'm telling you. You understand what I'm saying? You know, so what I'm saying is that women, they make themselves all up to be something that they're not. Because they get a guy, they think they got him. You understand what I'm saying? And then they start taking off all of them. Eyelids and so all that rouge and stuff all on their face. And the guy don't know what he got.
No, that's the truth. That is the truth. That's true. And you know what's so sad is the men now are accepting to that. These young men are accepting. They like, well, and they look at you like, if you don't have that on, something is wrong with you. And it's like, no, natural beauty is always better than stuff that's pasted on.
I just can't believe it. Unbelievable. We just got to trust that those of us, that all we can do is tell the story. You understand? And let people make the decision on their own. We can't flip them on the ground.
Man.
And what we have to be is examples by sight. You understand?
Yeah.
When they look at you and look at me, or Hebrew Israelites, they know that they got some clean stuff going on over there with them.
Yeah.
You understand?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, so that's the example
women,
that we have to say.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. Some clean men and some virtuous women that live for the Most High God. That's all I'm. That's all we need. You don't have to be perfect, because everybody has a past. But guess what? We can start today. It don't take you to be perfect. It just takes you to be willing. And if you're willing, the Most High will clean you up.
That is correct. Absolutely.
He will. You know, but it takes people that are willing to do that, because everybody ain't willing to do that. But we got to be able to start somewhere, because these are the things that are going to make us different from the rest. And it ain't nothing wrong with doing your eyebrows. Don't get me wrong. I think some of them are really pretty. The girls know how to put them on. They're gorgeous. They look beautiful. You know, but I'm just saying that when you get to a certain status quo, there's certain things they just didn't do. And these girls were heirs to billionaire fortune. So, I mean, you know, but there's nothing wrong with those things, if they, you know, if that's what you feel like you want to do, we're not knocking it, because there's nothing wrong with that. But you just, natural beauty is always better.
Right. And they knew who they were. They didn't have to prove themselves to anyone.
Nope, sure did. Girl, we was rich. If you read, what it is, Ezekiel chapter, is it 16 or 14? It talks about the things that we had and how the daughters of Zion were beautiful and that we tinkled when we walked. And we had arm braces and ankle braces and nose rings and gold and jewelry and bonnets and all kind of fabrics. And we just got high-minded and the Most High brought us down. We had we had the best of it all. And
absolutely,
the other nations envied us. And now guess what we're doing? We're looking at them like, how they get all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How you get all that stuff? It's yours. They walk around with your stuff. It's yours. But because you didn't obey him, he let them get rich.
Yeah?
He did. The Bible says that. It says that. Let me find it. It's in the book of Romans. It said, due to your downfall, the Gentiles got rich. They got rich. And it wasn't nothing you could do about it. And that's what they enjoyed every minute of it. So they don't have to serve y'all. He just let it, he just gave them our stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Absolutely.
It ain't no joke right here, man. They know this is some serious. This is serious going on. It's a Romans chapter 11 in the New Testament. Romans chapter 11, verse 12. Let me pull it up real quick and read it to you. So don't I think I'm talking crazy. It says, I say then, this Paul talking. He said, had they stumbled that they should fall? God, y'all forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them, he's talking about Israel, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, because we fell, they got all our stuff. And the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? He said, if they fell and you got rich, what you think it's going to be when they come back to themselves and they know who they are? Them folks got rich because we failed. That was you looking at our stuff. When you look at them outer queens with them jewels and stuff in their crowns, that's our stuff.
Yeah, I believe it.
Mm-mm.
The world got rich because we messed up. We can kick ourselves for that because we had the best of it all.
And now look at
all food stamps,
royalty, yeah, royalty sliding down poles and looking every hideous way. It's a sad state of affairs.
It wasn't envying them while they in their mansions and they driving around in their Jags and their Bentleys and their Phantoms and they private jets and they got servants and personal assistants and they got all the housekeepers and cooks and all that kind of stuff. That was our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to make you cry. That's enough, sis, to make you cry. I'm just, sometimes
yeah.
I be welling up into it like, how could we have let this happen?
Well, right. It seemed to happen so fast.
That's true.
It's
too much. It is. Hold on. Let me get this other person. Air code 405. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, I was just bringing out them, you know, even tattooing their, you know, their bodies. I see more of our people doing that, and it's so greedy. It's, you know, royalty, and you have to, you know, put all kind of writings and whatnots all over your body for a woman. It just looks horrible.
Yes. It said, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, everybody got rich when we fail, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentile. Oh, the Gentile got rich. Do you, Brother Dominic?
Yeah.
Some of this stuff is old money. You see J.P. Getty and the Rockefellers and the DuPonts. Now, all this is old money that's been around for a long time. That's our stuff.
That's correct.
And all you can do is shake your head because we're watching them on TV.
It goes back further than that. It goes back to the Persians. The Persians and the Dutch, they raped the country of all the gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
I just seen that on YouTube today. It's a powerful. I mean, you know, see, so this stuff been going around for a long time. We, you know, the Persians. Now this is. You know, remember when the Persians came in? I think didn't they come in after the temple had been down? They came in before the temple went down. So gold and silver and all of that and precious jewels was in the earth then. Jerusalem
yes.
was flourishing.
So was we was rich. We had it all.
Well, listen.
Go
ahead. Nebuchadnezzar's time, and some of that was gotten back, but what really left was our riches was when Rome came down and total just stripped the temple.
They sacked it. Sacked it.
What little that we did have, which was from the house of David, some of his people escaped earlier and went into Spain and Portugal.
That is correct.
And they were rich then. And they kind of bought themselves away from everyone else until the Moors, you know, the Moors came and kind of exposed them.
That is correct.
And this is one of the things that I learned from Israel when he was speaking about when they did some, you know, research on it. And in 1490, or whatever, when Queen Isabella, when she married King there in Spain, he said that the Israelites, you know, Judah could stay there, and they were going to stay. But when he married Queen Isabella, she wanted to expel them, and that's where the Spanish the Inquisition came along. But most of them left after the Moors, because the Moors got kicked out also out of Spain. And so that's when we went into, I'm saying we, because I've always said that I was from that, from the house of Dawid, went into Africa. And that's where they formed, and they called themselves a different name. Other than saying Israelites, they renamed themselves to Negroes. And they over there, and that's why they call it Negro Land.
That is absolutely correct. Their last name was Negro.
Right. They renamed
that is
them
correct.
Negro, but they were, you know, they were from, actually, they were from the house of Dry, which
that
was David, and when the Arabs came over or whatever, and they started trading with them, then they knew who they were, and they were jealous of them because they were very rich people, and then they started trading them off to a white man. And they started selling them, but that's part of our history that our children and our other people don't know about because we came from greatness and from royalty.
And they were down in that area that's called Benin at that particular at this particular time. I think Ghana was the name originally,
correct.
And then they changed it to Benin or the Congo.
They came into the Congo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bantu, Congo, Congolese, and, you know, but they were what they called Negro Land.
Right.
And they had renamed themselves.
That is correct. That is correct.
Absolutely. And how powerful is that?
Man, that's powerful.
All
knowing
the
world that
is gone.
Yeah, knowing that history is powerful. I'm telling you, boy. You can learn something on this channel, I think.
Yeah, I think so too, Brother Donnie. And guess what? All those riches are gone.
Yeah.
And all those other nations, I bet you the Arabs were jealous of us because, again, you're dealing with Ishmael. And that's a whole other monster right there. And like I said, all those nations got rich because of our fall.
That is
when we failed, they took all of our stuff and got rich. And then they got more rich when they start using us as free labor.
You're absolutely correct. Such a sad, sad case.
All you can do is cry, because the most, guess what, you can't blame them. You got to look at yourself, because the most, I said, you did this to yourself. I warned you not to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
He did. So I warned you not to do this, and you thought I was playing with you. So now you got to look at where you're sitting, and you have to blame yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit.
That is
correct. Let me say something to you all. They have enjoyed the privilege. Do you hear me? I don't even know how to live like that, and they have enjoyed the privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Most High made me a promise years ago,
and
I've been waiting on that and waiting on that. And I'm sitting up like, how is this going to be? I don't even know how to do that. And they was born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
Well, not necessarily so, because in Europe, it was hell in Europe. All they did was fight one another, you understand? And somehow or another, one of the queens sent out a ship, and they found out, about that selling people was worth more than gold.
Yeah. But I mean, now, Brother Donnell, some of these kids, we got some mansions here, okay? I know everybody, every place does, but we have some mansions here. Some of these kids is born into this stuff. And this is like a second nature to them. They have drivers to take them to school. There's a neighborhood in our city that's so wealthy, the police officers ride on, they ride on horses.
Mm.
And it's a closed-in community. It's not gated in, but they have a special police force where they ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
Mansions, beautiful homes. And they got their own school system and everything. Beautiful place. And some of these kids are born into this stuff. Now, we have a few black people that have some money. It's not all lost. It's some out here that's rich. But guess what? I'm talking about in a nation as a whole. We are not. We're not. And because we fail, everybody else got an opportunity to get in on the game. And then they rigged the game, thinking that they was gonna monopolize it. But the most, guess what? The most I said, the game getting ready to change.
Okay.
The game getting ready to change. You know, billionaires on Wall Street, billionaires that have lifestyles that you can't even begin to imagine how to live. Oh, guess what? To make us jealous. I mean, it's interesting. I'm telling you, to be able to know your history now is truly a blessing, because it is interesting to know your history now and to know what happened to us and how we got here and what we came from. Because most black people don't know this. They don't even know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's worse, knowing or not knowing. I always ask that question. What's worse, you guys, knowing or not knowing?
Knowing had an inkling as to what's going on and what's happening. If you read that book, it'll give you some of the similes of what's happening or what do they expect.
I know, but I'm just saying, from the new people, what do you think is worse, knowing or not knowing?
I think it's knowing. I think it benefits me from knowing, because it helps me to understand my culture or what I, you know, because some things that we do, and we think out of instinct, or wonder why our parents said or did certain things or had certain ways of doing things, like maybe from cooking to dressing to saying the words that they do, or, you know, and you say, oh, well, we used to say all blacks act alike. And you're like, okay. But it's something to that. It's something spiritual about that. It's something about the nature of my being. So now that I know who I am, now I say I get it. I'm like, okay, I'm from royalty. This is me. This is us. This is how the Most High made me. This is what I am.
Yeah.
So
and it's in
now
your blood.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Most High said if we bethink ourselves.
Go ahead, Brother Leonard.
The Most High said if we rethink ourselves, bethink ourselves in the last days, and recall what things that we've done, then turn back to Him. So knowing would have to be good.
Yeah, that's true. Right? You got to put a name to it. That's for sure. Now,
Sister,
yes, ma'am.
Can I read Joshua 1 and 8?
Absolutely.
It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So us straying from that law is what brought us to where we are now.
The success
comes with us meditating on that law. And when we got away from that and thought we're just like everybody else, we're going to do what everybody else does, that's where we fail.
Yes, sister, you understand now. Yes, it was the law. Guess what? And the law brings about, disobeying the law brings about sickness. It brings about poverty. It brings about all of that. Because the first thing, even in the New Testament, when they came upon him and they were sick, the first question they asked was, who sinned? Was it his mother or his father?
That's true, yeah.
You know, so even with that, and you can understand that, because guess what? When you eat things that you're not supposed to eat, it brings about certain things. When you involve yourself in certain sexual activities that you're not supposed to do, it can bring about sicknesses.
Mm-hmm. And he let us know.
Yeah,
he let us know how to have success. It was right there in our books how to have success.
In your face, right in your face.
And we strayed from it.
And we said no. We said no, thank you. And now we're watching everybody else walk around in gold carriages and horses walking behind them, and military armies riding horses behind them, and they stepping out on the ground on red carpets and all kind of stuff, and we watching it on TV when that's our stuff.
It's really bad.
You should go in one of them Catholic churches and see how much gold they got in there. Just gold everywhere. Go see one day when you ain't got nothing else to do and you in one of the cathedrals, if you got one in your city, and see how much gold is in there.
Oh, I find it very creepy to go in there. It just scares me.
I went in there one day, me and my sister, there was so much gold, all you saw was gold. The doors are so heavy, it takes two hands to pull them open.
Wow.
It is, they are. Them doors are so heavy, it takes two hands to pull one door open. You know, this ain't no joke, this is real. We had billions and billions and billions of dollars, probably trillions of dollars.
Yeah. And here we bought the lie when we had the answer all along.
Yeah. That's Romans 11. Romans chapter 11. He said, because of their fall became the riches of the world. The world got rich when we failed. And then they look down at you with their nose open, like, "Oh, you don't touch me." It's like, girl, if you only knew. They do. They snooty, and they look at you like you are a zero, less than nothing. So, I mean, we can't get mad at nobody, though. We have to get mad at ourselves. We can't get mad at nobody else. And I think that when you come to that conclusion, then you're ready to grow.
Yeah.
then you're ready to grow. Because I hear, like I said yesterday, so many people come on and be like, they stole us from Africa. Nobody stole you from nowhere. The Most High sent them to get you because his word is going to be fulfilled. I stole you. They knew where you was and who you was. But it makes people feel better when they feel like they was the victim. You weren't the victim. You was the perpetrator. You just had to pay the penalty. That's
well, I'm crying uncle.
Huh?
I said I'm crying uncle. Uncle.
Ooh, help, come and get us, help. Yeah. It's been a humbling experience, sis. It has been a humbling experience. Ooh. To know that this is our history book. This book is going to run my mental piece with all the treasure and the dust. This is our history book.
Absolutely. No for surety. You ain't going to forget this captivity.
No, you won't forget this one. It won't. And that's what Isaiah chapter 60 and 5 says. It says, let me pull it up because I want to put some positive, like she said, in it too. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 5. Hold on, let me get it. Isaiah 60, verse 5, it says, okay, so we want to say, arise, shine, for thy light has come. The glory of the Most High is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Most High shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. He said, lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to see. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then shall thou see and flow together, and the heart shall fear and be enlarged. This is what he says. Because the abundance of the sea shall be coverted unto thee, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. So he's going to give it back. He got to give it back to us. But right now, we can't do nothing but watch it. You're going to get it back. It says the wealth, hold on, verse 11 said the wealth of all the nations. It said, therefore, the gate shall be open continually. This is verse 11. They shall not be shut day or night, and men shall bring unto thee the wealth of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nations and the kingdoms that shall not serve thee shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly wasted. See, this is prophecy to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's coming back. But they have enjoyed their run. They have enjoyed them having privilege and being on top. And guess what? You would have too if you had it. You would have enjoyed yourself too. It's interesting. I tell you, it makes you think twice about, like Brother Donnell said, we will never do this again.
That's correct.
Uh-uh, honey. No. Nope. Say, come on, let's go over here and do this. Say, no, that breaks the law. You go by yourself because I won't be doing that no more. Nope.
Okay.
You know? And he healed you from a sickness, and you know it's because of some of the stuff you was doing, and he healed you from it when you really should have been dead. You'll tell him, I won't be doing that again. Nope. Mm-mm. Yep.
You know,
well, we have something to look forward to. Go ahead, Brother Donnell.
No, I was just saying that, see, when we do right, there's no follow-up. We don't have to follow it up with nothing. But when you start cutting them corners, that's
yes,
when you got four or five different corners. It didn't turn out the way you turned it, as you expected. You understand? Now you got to go back and try to fix that and then you're going to have to try to, oh, man. You called yourself some team.
That's true. That is so very, very true.
There's no follow-up when you do right.
I'm telling you, it's a journey. It's a journey, but thank God we have another ending. Thank God we have a whole other ending to look out to, look up to, and to expect
That's
and
right.
to wait on.
Because
some
you
people
know,
thought that this was it.
If you let them people from the other nation tell you, you understand, you're going to heaven and that's it.
Right. We have that show. And now we know there's more to the story than this. This prophecy that hasn't been fulfilled.
Thank
God. All praise to Yah, too. I am so happy about that. There's more to it than just what they tell us. So guess what time it is, you guys? It's time for us to go. I hope you guys – oh, don't forget, you guys, I will be sending out the PowerPoint slides as soon as I hang up from here. So if you're calling in on Wednesday night and you want to participate to be both verbal and written, because we're going to do it as a team exercise, please send me your email, and I will email you a copy of the slides so that you can participate on Wednesday night. And our email address is theyehudaproject@gmail.com. Theyehudaproject@gmail.com. And Yehuda is spelled YEHUDAH. And then I will email them out to you as soon as I hang up from here. And then you guys will have to, you know, time to study and do what we need to do. And then we'll go from there. Okay? All right, everybody. Well, guess what? I want to say enjoy the rest of your week, the rest of the day. And guess what? We will see you guys on Tuesday. The women's call is on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the phone number for the women's call is 712-770-4066. Let me say it again. 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154-102-pound. 154-102-pound. Brother Yerushalayim, if you're there, you want to give information on the men's call, please push 1 and we will let you on so you can do that before we hang up. And we'll get this all together and then we'll say goodnight. Brother Yerushalayim, can you give information about the men's call?
Yes, ma'am. For the men's call, once again, we invite all men to attend it. We have no age limits on it. We have no preferences whatsoever. But we ask that you attend the call. The call is every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number is 720-820-1215.
All right, you got it. You guys got it? All right, he says, say it again, brother, you watch along.
Okay, the number again is 720-820-1215.
All right, there you have it. So we'll see you on Tuesday night. If you can't make it, don't forget Wednesday night is our Old Testament. We're starting again at the Old Testament. We've made it all the way to chapter 25, and we're going from 26 to 30. We do 5 chapters a night. We expound on it, and then we leave for the night to get ready for work. And that's the same number that we have on Saturday, where we have all of our classes on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday is the same number. And that's 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. We look to see you then. Pick a day. Join us. We'd love to have you. Invite your family, friends, your pastors, your Bible class teachers. Invite your Sunday school teachers. And let's sit down and expound the word together. And on that note, you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And we say shalom, shalom to everyone, and good night.